Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let me tell you something about them PKs. Them preacher kids?
That
works. Oh, no. I grew up in a Baptist church. Them preacher kids are the freakiest and the meanest, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you think it's kind of like, oh, it's the Lord, and they dismiss the mean. Nah, preacher kids, they're really mean.
Yeah.
Especially if they're like the pastor's kid. Man, nah.
Kev's dad a preacher or his mom?
No, he was just heavily in the church. You know, Kev was he was a youth minister.
Mm-hmm.
Kev used to try to get kids saved, like line them up to get saved, if they didn't want to like fall down and speak in tongues, he would push them down. I saw him.
Do you know how hard it is?
They're getting a running start. They're running, pushing this kid down because the kid didn't want to go down during prayer. I was like,
18 years. One time I faked the Holy Ghost at church one time because they wouldn't leave me alone. Like, I was like, man, they really want this to happen. And I need these people to leave me alone. And I feel bad. I think if I go to hell, it's different because of that. I faked the Holy Ghost.
What'd you do?
I fell out.
You were just like,
No, I just was like, okay. So this is what happened.
You faked tongues?
So, no, I don't know how to do that. So they were like, so it's like when I was going to this mega church here, and they can they know who's part of the church. They know who's not. They know who's new. Like, they know who's not one of them. And so what happened was, when they were doing altar call, and I was like, you know, I went to that church because I was like, you know, I'm looking for a new church home. And so when they did altar call, I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'm going to go up, you know, and, you know, get welcomed to the church, do my new member classes. Okay, cool. And so when they came up, they were like, what's your name? And I was like, Tiana. And they were like, where are you from? And da 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 da. And they were like, are you married? And I was like, no. And they were like, are those your kids? And I was like, yeah. And then it was like, oh, we got to find her a husband. So they were like, we pray healing and protection and a husband. And I'm like, I just came here for the Lord. I didn't come here for a husband. So now all of the first ladies of the church, they standing around me and they praying on me, and I don't like to be touched. So they're, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. And they're like in my face, and I was like, oh, I know what's gotta happen. So I was like, yes, I threw my hands up, yes. And then I'm peeking out my eyes and I'm like, this isn't enough. And then I just was like, huh. And then I fell out, and they were excited about it. So I was like, I don't know how long I'm supposed to lay down here. So I'm laying on the floor, and they come over with this, you know, with the silk thing and cover me up, you know, because I have a dress on. They come over and lay that across your legs. And I'm like, so I'm laying out on the floor, peeking out my eye. And I'm like, I've never faked the Holy Ghost before. How long is this supposed to last? Like, when am I supposed to get up off the floor? So when the music started to die down, I started to come through, and I'm clapping my hands, and then they helped me up. And I was like, oh, this is, all right, cool.
Anybody call you out, like, you were fake. You were faking.
It was one old lady sitting around like, they have some faking. Because here's the thing. I've seen people catch the Holy Ghost, and when you really catch the Holy Ghost, man, you don't care if you hurt yourself. People catch the Holy Ghost, and they'll fall out of the choir stand. This lady fell over. Like,
that's a fake.
But she fell
forward.
That
is fake.
You say what?
Here, that is fake. That is fake. The Holy, if you really got the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is not going to make you hurt yourself physically.
because I have seen some, this lady split her head open in the middle of church, and she was a faker, and she was known to be a faker, but she would always just go running around the church.
Oh yeah,
I don't like that. She hit a corner and it busted her head open. I was like, "That's what you get. That's what you get."
See, Meg, that's exactly what we're talking about. You mean
that's,
exactly
that's the mean?
No, she was lying. Old lady. She was faking. That's what she get. She was a liar. You can't lie like that.
Yeah, I don't like the runners because I'm like, sit down. You know, I don't like that's the runners.
Crazy. So people thought you caught the Holy Ghost because you wanted a husband?
I didn't.
That's want a weird reason to catch it, right?
They wanted me to have a husband.
And that's so what I'm saying. Like, so for you to catch it, that means that you like got the message and you were.
I think the logic is if I can catch the Holy Ghost, I can definitely catch a man. Okay.
That is a weird thing, especially when you down, like you don't know what the.
Like, and it's the time like
I couldn't fake it like that because I would fall asleep while I was down there. I fall asleep so fast that I would be still just trying to like play it off, and then somebody would be waking me up at like when they closing and locking up the church.
I'd be doing this.
I mean, I
wake up, it'd be the whole prayer team around me. I'm like, okay, he's finally coming to. Amen.
Hear you snore, so you will be your snoring would just be through. They'd be like, he is asleep. Y'all wake him up.
I was asleep hilarious. With the Holy Ghost.
No.
Just, who else? If you ain't married, that's the only person you need to be sleeping with. Is sleeping with the Holy Ghost.
Like I've never actually like the extent of what I'll do is I'll cry. But I won't take off running. I don't fall out. I don't two-step because I have bad ankles. So
people two-step with the Holy Ghost?
Maybe like
but it's a...
Oh, the fast one. That's not a two-step. Like a gallop.
It's a not a gallop.
Ty should have sat up real quick like the Undertaker. You know how he'd be doing like
Nah. You can't be that aggressive. And then it was like when I joined the church and I did my new member classes, then they were like, well, we're going to assign you to a ministry. And I was like, oh, I would like to be a part of the, you know, the young women's ministry. Because at the time, I think I was like 26, like I was like 26 or 27 or something. And they were like, no, we think you should go to the singles ministry. And I'm like, I'm not here for a husband, fam. I'm here for the Lord. Like, and they were literally trying to pair you up and get you married off. And I was like,
what is a singles ministry?
It's like where the single people go and meet. And it's like Bible study for the single people. Cause they don't want harlots like me with out of wedlock children sitting in their church.
So it's literally like a ministry where afterwards you like holler at people and try to get some.
It's not
typical. In the name of the Lord.
It's supposed to be like, hey, we're all trying to serve the Lord in our singleness. Let's do events.
Oh, that's your position in this part.
We're doing it there. We're single.
No, that's not what it's for, Meg.
Well, listen,
that's what they say it's for. But obviously, there's a lot of people who like matchmake in singleness.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, if y'all both love church, you both love God. Like, that actually is not a bad place to be. Now, when people force you in it, that's a problem.
Force you in what?
It's terrible.
To be like in sync, like they did with Ty. Like, no, we think you should be in this.
Like, I'm like, I don't want to go over there. I don't want to be with them. So I was just like annoyed. And it was like every event, it was like, meet our new member. Meet our new. I'm like, I don't even like these niggas. Like, stop.
Well, listen, that's a good place as any for us to jump right into today's first topic. That's exactly what we're going to do right after this.
Check this out. A lot of you guys may not know one of my guilty pleasures is actually watching lacrosse. That's right, lacrosse. I know you wouldn't think it. And to be honest with you, I didn't have a lot of experience growing up in St. Louis around it. I mean, we had the St. Louis Men's Lacrosse League, but we didn't have a lot of games to go to. I kind of got into it in college, and I kind of fell in love with it there. My favorite team, you ask? Of course, I'll tell you, the Roughnecks. That's right, the Roughnecks. Calgary, Alberta, Canada. What's good? Stand up with your boy. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's been very, 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 very difficult to find gear for the Roughnecks. I didn't know the official sites to go to. Shipping was always a hassle up until now. That's why I want to give a big shout out to Fanatics, because it is the official shop for the National Lacrosse League. Fan gear for whoever you're rooting for, wherever you live, you can get your gear shipped to you. You get to show your team pride all day, every day with the certified National Lacrosse League apparel, including hoodies, shirts, half-zip sweatshirts, long sleeves, hats, scarves, and of course, jerseys. Come on, Roughnecks. Now, for me, it's all about the quality. All right, find a Roughnecks gear that's going to last, that's going to be able to handle me going, yeah, let's go, baby. That right there, that could rip something if it's not quality. But Fanatics, you don't have to worry about that. Every National Lacrosse League product is priced fairly and made to last. So whether you're getting ready for the 2021 National Lacrosse League season or shopping for a fan in your life, Fanatics ships fans gear right to your door quick, fast. You don't have to worry about nothing. Get it going right now, right in time for the holiday season. What you waiting on, people? Oh, you're probably waiting on the promo code. Okay, well, I got you. How's 25% off? That's right, 25% off when you use my promo code SQUAD. That's S-Q-U-A-D-D. That's right, S-Q-U-A-D-D. All you have to do is go to shopnll.com/squad. Again, shopnll.com/squad. SQUADD. One more time. shopnll.com/squad. Use the promo code SQUAD. Get 25% off. Okay? 25% off and represent your favorite lacrosse team. Peace.
First topic of the day, we have who is ruder? Kev on stage versus Meg Scoop.
You guys want to start, or do we get to state our claim?
We actually already pretty deep into it.
Yeah, oh, you guys already were talking about it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because so we came in with this topic first, but we were talking about we should make this a topic so Kev could defend himself, and also so we can get both sides of it.
We also couldn't help ourselves.
So Ty gave a hierarchy from nice to mean, and she said it was me, nicest, then Pat, then Meg, then you as the rudest and meanest.
Me?
But you're not mean to me. This is just my observation because I'm neutral. So you got, you know what I mean? So that's why they did me first, because I'm neutral, but you are all nice to me. But if I had to rank the meanest, like if I was going to a mean fight, like who's my champion? It's you, Kev.
Look at you, made it so nice. That's a nice thing.
Meg is nicer than me.
Absolutely.
You got the mean and the Lord on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Take them.
See, we'll just cut somebody out, but you'll try to smite them, Kev.
You're a smiter.
Kev does this thing where he'll take the joke out of a statement and just be like, you failed, or like you don't have a dad. And the joke is that there's no joke in it.
Tahir has a tramp stamp. Like, you just be like, that wasn't even part of argument. You go for the jugular. You be like, that's why you're unmarried. That's why you had your child out of wedlock. Like, that ain't even part of whatever we was arguing about, Kevin.
These are just statements of fact.
My new show, More to the Stories, comes out every Tuesday with Farron Moore. He did a promo.
Oh, don't take your time and do your personal stuff here.
This is exactly what we're talking about, Kev. You're proving my point for me. In the promo, Kevin tells people to watch the show, but he ends it with, and to his daughter is taller than him, so that's always a good time too. She's not even on the show. She's not even on the show, fam.
But she is tall, though.
Taller.
Calling you. That's not funny.
See? You're like the archangel of mean.
You are.
I'm a tall man.
Then he said,
go ahead, Pat.
But then he does the whole like, but I don't cuss though because I'm Christian. And that's it's just, it makes it worse because now it's just like he has a layer of protection through Jesus Christ.
He don't know, because listen, he say, and for all the if you cast in all the niggas that Kev has used, they account for 6,500 motherfuckers, 13 million. You got at least 10,000 assholes in there. You know what I'm saying? So it equates to about the same.
I don't feel like I've ever heard Kev say nigga.
What?
Nigga, please.
Oh my God. I think
if you go to his LinkedIn profile, it says Kevin Nigga Fredericks.
All right. Let me just say this. Tahir and Pat, where you guys at right now?
Nice. Where you guys at right now? We're at Kevon Studios.
Where you guys at?
Kevon Studios.
Okay, cool. Did you guys got to pay for anything?
We broke in.
That's how he gonna do y'all. Mm-mm.
Okay, man. Let me ask you something. To hear.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Meg off to the side. We don't need to talk about it publicly. Off to the side. Ask Meg if she got a new little part-time situation, and ask who slid her the love. Just ask Meg who slid her the love.
Listen, Kevin, I will say this. In your
Don't go to my defense. You were there for my destruction.
In your defense,
Meg offered us defense, the space.
Before we even talked about changing, the topic, before the Squadcast began, Pat and I, when we were setting up to film Damn Miniature Scary, he was like, yo, man, I'm so grateful for Kev. He's a great guy. The fact that we're able to shoot here, he has the lights, he has a phone. We
that sounds fake, but that really happened.
Really, hours ago, we said that today. But then
that sounds fake, said, but it's real.
Because
what has Meg, I say my mean stuff, but I also bring nice stuff to the table.
Meg offers us her dojo all the time. She offers free Krav Maga, free Muay Thai, free disarming classes.
All right.
And all the kimchi that you can take home with us.
Here's the honest truth, and I'm not even going to defend myself. This is the truth. I'm not a good roaster. I told Pat, hey, man, this ain't really my skill. And when I feel down, bad, I'm just going to say the meanest thing that I can think of and hope it is the argument.
Thank you.
So for Meg, I was like, what does she want most in the world? Love? She's never going to get it.
You're proving the point, Kevin. You're proving our point. You are the meanest out of all of us.
He does that technique more outside of roast me in real life, though.
Right.
He rarely does it on roast me.
I would never call you guys ugly straight to your face like Meg will.
Because right? I know. You know why? Because I love y'all and I'm honest, okay? Everybody is ugly to somebody and everybody is cute to somebody. So that is a matter of preference. I'm not lying. Because guess what, Kevin? You are ugly to somebody. But guess what?
Does you be matter? Saying it like no. We're ugly to you, not a person. You be like, you're ugly to my eyes.
When
my
I didn't eyes, say that. I didn't
my
say that.
Brain, when my brain turns this picture upside down and inputs the information, I see ugly faces.
Well, that might be the case, okay? You might just be ugly to me, but that's not the rudest. I'm not the rudest because of that. That is a personal preference.
We do see everything upside down, huh? I forgot about that.
We
do. That's weird.
And we see stuff after it happened because it takes your brain a second to adjust. So everything we're seeing is actually in the past.
Wait, so you have always been bold?
That didn't even make sense.
Hey, guys. Man. Heck, this isn't helping your point. It was hilarious, but it's not helping your point.
That's why I say things because they're funny. Kev says them because he's mean. He's just
they're
mean.
Funny?
No,
it's
they're
funny
mean.
That you're not married because you do all the rules and then you didn't do
I
the rules.
I don't do all the rules.
Meg, what was your GPA in high school?
A lot.
What was your GPA in college?
A lot, because I was trying to go far in life, and it's hard for a black
and
woman out here.
And went far in life? You haven't. So you followed all those rules for nothing. You followed all those rules to just settle in Atlanta and be
What? I'm doing very well, Kevin.
Why are you defending yourself to me, Meg? It's okay. You're doing great.
You see, that's what I'm saying. You're mean. Kevin is mean. I don't think anyone would deny the fact that you are the meanest out of all. Yes, you love the Lord, and yes, you be trying to do it under the guise of the Holy Spirit, but the Lord will smite you for lying and saying you are not the meanest out of all of us. You are. Mean. You are.
Hey, how do you get smited? What does smite mean? Does that mean just like you blow up, or is it lightning?
Like striking you down.
No, I know that, but I mean, what does it look like?
I think it's like this.
God just backs the top of your head.
Get out God, here. And he got a smite. The smite got to go right to left. You got to come down with a like.
A God smite? That'd be crazy. You live through it. You just know that now.
So back. You like, guys really believe Ty? I'm appalled. I am hurt by you, Ty. I expected from Tahir and Meg. But you, as a neutral party, all I've ever done is shown you love. Oh, Ty.
No, what I'm saying is that on a scale, I'm not saying you're a horrible person. I like your kind of mean. You're very actually okay. You low key kind of you. I mean, you did a little something mean one time. I was like, damn, man. I thought he was gonna forget about that when we were on Zoom with the homies, and it was near the end. You were like, hey, Ty, remember you were gonna tell us about, I was like, nigga, like I thought we, what? You know, like I tried to deflect from it.
That was just keeping you accountable to your word as a woman.
What was it? Right. What was it? What was the thing?
I think it was had mentioned something.
Oh yeah, I remember now.
In death.
No, I got that. I was asking about the actual something.
I think it was when the old man died.
Mentioned a situation to which I shared a man
with his wife,
and then said man died.
Which said but what? I didn't kill him.
And then she went to the funeral.
I didn't kill him though.
Wait,
did anyone know that you were sharing him? Like at the
you
funeral?
Smashed him to death.
No, Pat
just died.
Well, how did he die? He died because of it.
The way he died was not good.
Pat, the statute of limitations hasn't expired, so she never tells us this part of the story.
I didn't do it. I was at work. See, Kev?
Was he murdered?
This is the meanness I'm talking about.
Was he executed?
By the pussy. Kevin's mean.
Bang. It was a part of my past.
Meg.
Yeah, but dig it up.
So overall, Kev, you're a nice person. We're talking about who is the rudest when it comes to like joking, roasting, all of that. And the answer is you.
Yeah.
That's the criteria? It's just about roasting?
Well, yeah, no, we're not like talking about. Yeah, we're not talking about in life. Like, you're a great guy.
Oh, yeah, it's me by a long shot then. I thought we were talking about.
Oh, you thought we were talking about in life.
Yeah, I was like, man, I hired Tahir and Meg.
No, not in life.
You like talking about it.
Oh yeah, roasting. I'm definitely me. I just be saying. I just want you to stop. I want you to stop playing the game when I say something.
See? But what about Kevin? You were my second guest on Word in This Heart, and not even 5 minutes into it, you told me that I eat dirt, and I was like, I eat dirt. You was like, yeah, but like earth, like.
That's not that mean. You ate a napkin in front of us.
You definitely ate dirt. A napkin.
Nah, don't do your hands like this, Kevin. That's not dirt. Say somebody that's eats
wood,
dirt.
Wood grows from dirt. That's basically the same thing.
That is funny, though.
This is why you're on the same team.
Will say I have gotten meaner because of Kev. I will say
what?
That.
Kev. Dang.
Tahir is the one who brought roasting culture to all death. This is his fault.
No, it's not.
He brought it, him and Pat. And then Pat said, hey, let's do this more as like on video. So they're the meanest.
I do want to put a disclaimer out here. You know, sometimes we say Tahir is petty, okay? He is very petty. I get that. But he's not the meanest. Now, I'm also starting to look at you sideways, Pat. You be saying stuff to people, and then you'll have a little ha ha at the end of it with your little pretty demon.
I laugh at other people
and
getting
people
roasted.
Think that you're so sweet because you
that's
over
not
here
fair. I just laugh at other people who already got destroy.
You laugh at your own jokes too. You be saying a mean stuff, and then you laugh like, haha, it's okay, guys. Look at my pretty green eyes.
I know how to make my seams. It seems like all my roasts are dipped in chocolate because I know how to. I don't know. I could round out the edges. It's not as sharp and mean when I say it. It's all about execution.
It's because you laugh at the end of it because you go, look at my green eyes. And then people forget that what you said was really mean.
Your eyes are green?
No.
They're like hateful. That was just
inaccurate.
I thought your eyes were brown.
Nothing like the same thing. Green and hazel, nothing like the same thing. I stopped trying to roast because Kev and Meg say they say mean things and people laugh. But when I say mean things, it was always a meeting afterwards. Anytime I said something mean, I had to have a meeting with somebody afterwards. So I was just like,
I totally forgot about that. You weren't even, I'm messing around with Meg. Okay. I know Meg is in love and she has a family and she's, you know, I'm messing around with her. To hear would say something like, remember when your grandma died of a heart attack?
Damn.
To hear would say stuff like that.
Kev would say that too. Kev would say that.
No, I would not.
You did say something about somebody's dad dying one time.
No,
you
said I didn't.
That up here.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes,
you did. No. To hear was trying to make it darker than it was. And he had a dad and a stepdad, and I forgot who was who. That's what happened. He's the one that tried to make it dark. I just wasn't going to let him make it dark. And then it made it seem like I was making it dark, but I wasn't. But to hear, if the line is here, to hear is in Croatia. He's going to go way farther than you will ever go in your life ever.
That is true. You know what, and he'll tell your secrets too that you didn't want nobody to know. If you come for him, he will do that. You will do that to hear.
I didn't tell nobody secrets.
He's lying.
You will to hear. You are. You're petty. Like you'll be like, oh, for real? Okay. Well, what about blah blah blah? And then everybody just be like, wow, damn.
To hear be like, that's why your wife daydreams about famous men. If she like told you that in private or something like that.
I never told you that to your face. I never told you that to your face.
You have a great heart, but you are a petty pants. And you
petty would something different than me. I can be me.
Petty goes for the jugular though. Petty is like, you know what?
Here's the thing, man. See, it's a different.
Tahir doesn't have a jugular.
Well, I come on.
See? And then he laughs and like, yeah, pretty eyes.
That's funny though. That was.
That's not true. When I laugh, my eyes disappear. So that argument is done.
Let's put it to a vote, goddammit. Who's the meaner person?
I think now the answer should be Tahir. I would like to vote for you.
I'm not even part of the question, man.
Because you are the real answer.
I wish I could talk about publicly some of the stuff Tahir has whispered to me that is like... Oh, the stuff to hear whispers be like, bro, are you okay? Like, is your soul okay? Is your soul at peace?
First of all, the stuff I whisper is the stuff that's in our group chats. So if you want to whisper that, you've already publicly said if your group chat was ever released, you would die. Okay, so
I'm done.
It's no different. It's no different.
The brand is over if my group chat goes public. Y'all wouldn't believe it. Y'all be like, who knows the Lord? You'll never text no Bible scriptures to your friend.
Has anybody on the squad ever like removed another squad member though? Like has anybody fired another or got rid of another squad member?
What you mean? Like after hypothetically they told them that their job was safe?
Yeah.
No, like, because roasting is one thing. It's like, bop, tagged you, but you still here, you know?
Right,
you still
right. That's what I'm saying. Like, hypothetically, after this person had told you that your job was safe, after this
anybody person, ever
you have nothing to worry about because the holiday season is literally next week. You talking about like that?
Has anybody ever hired another squad member and gave them full-time job when they thought they were getting fired, only to subsequently let them go later on in life?
That's a good comeback, though.
Almost 3 years in between those two things.
It wasn't almost 3 years in between those two things. It was like a year and a half in between those two things.
No way.
I got hired in 2017.
Or was it Culver
2016.
And you got let go in 2018. That's almost 3 years.
A lot of people don't know this, but we all had jackets that had an all deaf patch on it. And Kev walked up to Tahir and he ripped it off. Just stupid ass. That's the funniest way to fire somebody.
like T.I. and ATL when he took that necklace from Nunu. He's my daddy. How?
All right. Well, based on that, let's put it to a vote. Ty, where you going?
I stand with my original answer, which is Kev.
You know, if you guys are looking for a comedian to do Keep Your Distance December 11th, I had some comedian from Baltimore, but I'm looking for someone else.
Patty. That's why Kev. Kev is the answer, not me. I'm just a protege of your meanness.
You ain't.
I am.
Okay, let me make one last claim. Do you remember how Breaking Bad, Walt started off as this like unassuming, low-key kind of sad, you know, a chemistry teacher? And by the end of the show, he was a freaking drug lord who killed with no regard for life.
Mm-hmm.
That is the story arc of Meg Scoop. When she came in, I'm working three jobs. I just want to be a part of a team, guys. I'll produce, I'll smile. And then she got tased. And I think when she got tased, her and Tahir got tased, something got shook loose in her. And that person we knew when she first came in and the person we know now, her story, I was never super nice. Because I was up here, I always kept a certain demeanor, right? You expect a certain this from me. You didn't expect Meg to become who she became. For that reason, I vote for
Meg. Why you think I'm ruder, but I'm not. I'm not. I'm actually not rude. It's because y'all don't expect me to say anything, that any little thing I do say, you feel like it's daggers. But the truth is, if anybody else said exactly what I said, it wouldn't hurt that much. It's just that it's coming from me, the sweet little female.
But would anybody say the same thing that you said? That's what I said.
Y'all ain't never said Tahir had a big back.
Is that a thing?
Y'all have talked about it.
Right. Wait, I have a big back, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I'm just saying, if a helicopter needed to land.
You know what? Let's throw Pat in this whole equation too. So who's the rudest between Meg, Kev, and Pat? Let's go.
That's not even close. I'm not ruder than you two.
I think Pat's too, his stuff is, Pat is never just ruthlessly mean.
Yes.
He always has a joke.
Okay.
Meg will be like, here, you got a wide back. You're just fat. Pat will say, hey, a helicopter would land on you. Ha ha. Meg will be like, you have high cholesterol. Like, dang, bro. You know, I'm working on that.
Because I care about my friend's health and I say, stop eating that.
Stop eating that.
But, Pat, who you going with?
Come back to me. I still don't know. These are great arguments.
Who you going with?
Me?
Yeah.
Meg by a million.
Who you going with? Meg?
I'm going with Kevin, of course. I'm his protege, yes.
Okay, Pat?
I'm going to go with Meg because we are literally in Kev On Stage Studios.
What?
Meg.
Here, it's up to you.
That's a very compelling point, Pat. But I think when it comes down to it, we still got to face the facts. We have to be real about this. And realistically, the rudest person is probably Meg, because we and Kev on Stage Studios. All right, guys. Yeah! So Meg takes the W on that one.
Battery.
Owen, but just know if we were filming this somewhere else, my answer might be different. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving with the next topic right after this.
Yo, what's going on, beautiful people? Listen, to all the people that have their own t-shirt business, or you're selling masks, you're selling earrings, you're selling jersey dresses. I don't know why anybody would still be selling jersey dresses, but hey, there's a market for everything. How are you going to manage with this holiday season? Because let's be honest, we're seeing the highest number of online selling that we have ever seen in our life. The holiday season is right around the corner. Are you going to be able to keep up with all of those orders that you have to ship out? Are you going to be able to keep up with who gets what shipping carrier to use, and are you getting the best rates? Because that's the real thing, the best rates. All of these large companies, they have all of these locked in deals with all of these shipping carriers, but who looks out for the little guy? I'll tell you who. ShipStation.com. ShipStation.com is the fastest, easiest, and the most affordable way to manage all of your orders. In just a few clicks, you're managing all your orders, you're printing out discounted shipping labels, and you're getting your product to your consumers fast. And one of the great things about ShipStation.com is it doesn't matter if you're sending 10 packages, or you're sending 100, or you're sending 500, you get the same discount, okay? The same discount as the big corporations and the big companies get, we're giving to the little guys. And it doesn't matter if you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation.com brings all of your orders into one interface so you can easily manage everything. ShipStation.com is the number one shipper with online sellers, okay? You'll ship more in less time with the best available rates. Now for all my listeners at home, because you guys know I come with the best deals, okay? I'm going to hook you up with 60 free days on your account. That's right, 60 of them. All you have to do is go to ShipStation.com, enter in the promo squad, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and enjoy 60 days of a free account on ShipStation.com. What could be easier than that? What, you don't like saving money? You don't like amazing rates? You don't like getting your packages to your customers fast, huh? Of course you do. So do it right now. Go to ShipStation.com, enter the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and enjoy 60 days for free on your boy. Holla!
Next topic. Would you rather always talk in rhymes or sing instead of speaking? So you're looking at your watches like, damn, it's almost 4. I need to grab my bag and go. Or, I need to get up out of here. Yeah.
Wait. When you say sing, you mean like sing well?
I mean, whatever you can produce, man. Whatever you can produce.
Is it just us, or is the whole world like this?
It's you. This is a personal choice.
I think rhyme, because I feel like if I was in the world of Dr. Seuss, I'd get annoyed way less than if I was in the world of like high school musical. Because like, as soon as somebody starts singing to make a point, I check out.
No, I don't like singing though. I like it. It's just more melodic and harmonious. Huh?
Do you sing?
Yeah, I mean, I can like choir sing, not like solo sing, you know.
Who you shushing, Ty?
Sing for his eyes on the sparrow right now.
Who's Ty shushing?
Mom,
daughter. I'm happy.
Black mom. Hold on, Meg's singing, Pat.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm frozen. Am I frozen?
Are you?
I'm sorry. Horrible. Yeah, my
horrible freeze.
Even the computer.
No,
that's okay. The computer said that's okay.
I wanted to hear it.
No, sit. Can you sing?
No, I'm awful.
Actually, you can. You could choir sing too. I've heard you.
And choir sing don't count. That's the other people.
I is on the sparrow.
Oh, okay. Mute her to hear.
I know he loves me.
You just push that like engagement back.
I love singing. Even though I can't do it the best, I love singing. However, the singing would prove to be a con when you had to argue with somebody.
Like that's the first thing I was thinking to hear.
Singing, but if you arguing and rhyme, that should have hit. That should have hit way harder than trying to sing your point across in an argument.
Nah, Tahir, I feel like that's the first thing I thought of is when's the worst ever? If you're arguing with your girl or man and you got to end it with a rhyme.
That's like, hard.
You think you want to cheat on me? As you can see, like that's going to be the worst thing
ever. No. It wouldn't be like that. It would be like, I'm doing my best. Damn. Get off my back before I hit you with a blam, blam, blam. Like that. That shit would be all.
Now you're just battle rapping.
I mean, that's all you're doing in life. At that point, all you're doing is you're battle rapping every response.
But if you were thinking that moment.
You can sing it. I think you better leave me alone. Get your bags. Get the hell on.
Like, that sounded great, actually, Meg. And also, Meg just made a great point. At least with singing, you can still convey emotion.
You can convey emotion with rap.
You absolutely can convey emotion with rap.
Do it, Pat. Do it. Do it. Convey your emotion with rhymes.
It got to be you arguing with a girl, though, Pat, and she's pissed off at you, and you got to have a serious argument, but you got to rhyme? Come on, man.
That is kind of trash. You can turn into the prince.
It's very doable. That's very doable. Because with singing, you have to be on a certain arc. Like, what she did right there, you have to be here the whole time you're singing. With rap, you can kind of build up to it and then come back down. Like, it can get more aggressive.
Nobody said you had to rap, though. It just has to rhyme.
The problem with rhyme is you might have to make a point that doesn't have perfect rhyming word, and then you sound ridiculous.
Orange.
Like, I wasn't back from the party. And then you have to end with something ridiculous, like, uh-oh. Why are you on the phone acting like a smarty? It's just like, you lost.
But that brings the question, like, is this, in this scenario, is your ability innate, or are you always having to think of rhyming, which would just be like, well, I'm not going to think about this stuff all the time.
That's hilarious.
That's the worst.
Because Tahir, when I was letting you go, it's going to be like, hey, Tahir, man, you have a job, but now hit that doorknob. Like, that's going to hurt worse.
Especially if it's nonchalant.
I hate to tell you this, but you got to get out of here.
Okay, so what Meg is doing is making me realize the rhyming is worse, because you are doing Carmen a hip hopper, which was the worst thing ever created in the history of the world, and I wanted to jump out of a window.
That's singing, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, it was like there was some rapping in there too.
Oh, you're right. It was both bad.
Huh. Trash.
It is the worst thing ever. It came back on Netflix and people were excited. I was like, go back and watch it again and see if you still feel that way.
I don't hit the same.
But you know how you feel when a musical, like a song starts in a musical and you're just like, that's every single scenario has to be like that. Like, you're in trouble and you just hear the sound like, and they're just like.
If when you had to respond to music too.
Say one more time to hear.
Like, can you imagine if every time you did respond singing, there was music too, like every time. Ooh, you had to wait for music to come in and catch up so you can start on the one.
Oh, you're waiting for the turnaround? Oh yeah. My God, that would be the worst thing. If you miss it, you gotta wait for them to do.
But wait, what if you haven't gathered all your words? You'd be like, wait, bring it around again. I need to.
Or what if the song doesn't start right away? What if it's instrumental for like 8 bars? So you get home late, you just hear like.
Everybody has a personal producer.
That's the worst. Waiting for the part.
And they're just looking at you, man. Do, 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 do. And you hear the wind chimes. You're just like, can you just come on?
That's hard, yo. That is dope. Because you sit here like, I don't know what this is about to be. I don't know if she's mad at me. I don't know if she's good with me. What are we about to do?
The switcher. I made brownies. Like, oh, I'm not even in trouble.
I would get mad at that so much. I wouldn't even want to talk to people. I would just become a mute. I would never talk. I'd just be like, nah, just text me, cuz. But wait. That brings a thought. how would you text? Because you get texted rhyme. But you can't.
You have to send a voice note.
You have to send a voice note every time, though.
No, you don't. I can still write what I was singing and put a little music sign.
You got to stretch out some of the words. Like, if you put love, you got to put 16 O's in love.
Also, guys, you have to do either of these during sex.
Yikes.
That's
way better.
Singing during sex, Meg? How awkward.
Why would you want to rap?
If you were, first of all, rhyming doesn't have to be rap. You guys keep going straight to rap.
I think you don't understand that rhyming is literally just spoken word. Like, rap is spoken word over music.
I'm very well aware of how rap music
works. That's the same thing, then, Kevin.
You can make rhyme stuff without rapping. You can talk and rhyme. I do it all the time. I'm not rapping, though. I'm snapping, yo. It does sound like rapping.
Look how easy that was.
Okay.
That
sounds like rapping when you
do it. All you gotta do is do the exact same thing during sex.
Mm-mm.
Are you
right? I don't like either.
Who is this? Oh, man, it would be over if you did that. She would be like, all right, my boy, get up. You're out of here.
But the other alternative is to hear going like, yeah, you talking the shit. I know you rocking with this.
Back that ass up and watch how daddy clap that ass up all night.
Oh, that's God.
Dr. Seuss X-rated.
Sound like somebody dirty uncle.
And you can't rhyme the same word. It loses a little bit.
Yes, you can. Rappers do it all the time. What are you talking about?
It still loses a little bit of its luster when you do that.
Nah, not with the act out. With the clap saved it.
Can you imagine though? Like, imagine having to think about all that during sex. It's just too. It's too much.
Here's the thing, though. If I'm attracted to singers. If somebody was singing to me during sex, I'm coming fast. I would never be able to do it. Huh?
That's seduction. That's not during.
What do you mean?
Like, seduction is supposed to get somebody in the mood for it. That's like trying to play the acoustic guitar while hitting it from the back. It's like that part's passed already. you don't include seduction within the sex. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't really think this scenario works because I feel like if you could only if you could only rhyme or sing, and like that's the only thing that came out of your mouth, I feel like during sex you would just not say anything. You would just be like, I'm just going to be quiet because I only have two options.
I think you
take sex out of this scenario because I feel like you just wouldn't do either.
Eh, I said we'll do it. I absolutely still would do it. Absolutely.
What about laughing?
So much better with a song. I'm just saying, if I had to pick, you know, obviously, I feel like people can sing. Like singers, some people are just born out to sing it, and some people are trained. And I feel like if I had to walk around in life always singing, I would be the bomb singer because I'm literally practicing every moment that I'm singing. So I'm gonna get better eventually. I will get better.
If you had to sing everything, you could probably land a recording contract.
Boom.
What about you, Ty? You've been quiet this whole time.
Because I've been thinking and listening to all of your responses, I would rather rhyme all the time.
Just like that?
Just did it.
And I didn't see, it was not my intent. That's not really what I meant, you know?
Oh, okay. Bars on bars.
I guess you can't tell no lie, comedian Ty. Heyo. In the parking lot earlier. That's how I know you. Man, this is world. This is crazy in this world. I wonder who's gonna say this. Maybe comedian Ty Davis.
Oh my God, you're really good at this, Kev.
It's worse. It gets worse. I don't.
Meg, here's a song for you. Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
I had the nerve to say I was meaner than him. Was nobody even coming for him? Okay, nobody was even coming for him. I got a song for you, Kevin. U G L Y. You ain't got no ass like you ugly.
Yo, you know what's funny about that, Meg? In North Carolina, my first year, these cheerleaders were practicing that as I walked by, and each of them delivered to me personally when I was walking. I was like, okay, first of all, I'm
really
yes. And they had all, you ugly. Yeah, yeah, you ugly. Your name is Kevin. Yeah, you got a big head. Yeah, you need to go to bed. I was like, first of all, this is doing nothing for my confidence. And my first day of school there, this dude named Paul went and put soap in his hand and wiped it in my eye.
Are you serious? You are really bullied like that.
Bro, yes. You guys think I was joking?
Well, we knew about the pizza guy.
They had the sinks in the back of the classroom that everyone had a sink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went there to wash his hand, liquid soap. I was in the back row just looking. He was like, ah.
What?
I was like, yo, what? Why'd you do
that?
Did
it hurt? Did it burn?
Yes, it hurt.
Oh. Is this middle school, high school? Like,
this is what happened. We talked about this, me and Meg, before. When you're a military kid and you have to go to school off base, ain't nobody trying to hear that. They don't be having new kids that often in schools.
Yeah.
So that every time I had a really rough experience, it was always when I went to a military town, but we didn't stay on base.
See, you have the backstory of Joker. Like, you really do, Kev. You was like, you know, that's what turned you so mean and rude.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote right now. Would you rather talk and rhyme or sing all the time?
See that, Ron?
Sing all the time.
So, Meg, you're going with singing, albeit bad. Kev, what are you going with?
I would rather talk and rhyme, slime.
Okay. Pat?
I think I'd rather sing because we didn't talk about this, but you could make it way shorter. If you rhyme, you have to like put an extra thing on that, but you could just sing like, would you, like what, the word what, or yeah, and that's it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Megan.
I'm gonna go talk and rhyme. What about you, Ty?
I said what I said. I'm gonna rhyme till I'm dead.
All right. Well, it looks like the rhyming has it 3-2.
You are great. You know what? Without this pandemic, I don't think we would have ever become friends. So I'm not thankful for coronavirus, but boy, did some good things come out of it. Ty is great.
All right. Well, moving on to the last and final topic right after this.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I'm here to talk to the fellas. Well, not just to the fellas, but this is really going. It's gonna connect with you guys. Listen, it's time to put down the X body spray and the polo blue. No disrespect, but it's time to upgrade, man. We can't keep progressing with technology and everything else and not adapt it to the way that we shop for our cologne. Listen, guys, if you're still going to the mall and that's the only place you're shopping for your cologne, you're outdated, okay? It's time you stepped into the future and embrace Hawthorne. Why, Tahir? Why should I check out Hawthorne? I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because I was skeptical. Here's this company that says that they have a new way of buying cologne. How do you know what I like? I will tell you how they knew what I like. I took a 2-minute survey, okay? In this survey, they asked me what I like to do, where I go out, where I hang out. When I hang out, what do I do there? Am I the life of the party? Of course I am. What do I drink? Whiskey? Neat. They take all of that information. All of that information from that 2-minute survey, and they come up with a scent that is just for me. Not just one, but two. You get a work and a play scent. Come on. What? Two? Yes, two. Okay, because you should smell different in different environments. That's perfectly understandable. And if you don't understand it, I'm going to hip you to some more game. Listen, ladies remember scent. You understand me, fellas? They remember if you smell fantastic, but they also remember if you stink. Okay, so you won't always be remembered for smelling fantastic, and Hawthorne will help you do that. Not only do they have colognes, but they have body washes, they have lotions, they have shampoos, conditioners, they even have candles. Anything that you're looking for, you can get it at Hawthorne. And ladies, you don't have to be in the dark on this. You want to support your man, you can get him the gift card, you can get him the credit so he can still take the survey, and then you just buy it for him as a gift. You guys can be a part of this. Listen. If you want to take advantage, you want to jump on this new train of fragrance shopping, it's still room. There's still time. And not only that, I'm going to hook you up. That's right. Your boy's going to look out for you. House 10% off your first purchase, Sam. Okay? Does it sound good? It's better than nothing because you won't get nothing without it. Take advantage of this right now. If you go to Hawthorne.co, use our promo code SQUAD. That's S-Q-U-A-D-D. You're going to get 10% off your first order. That's right. You're welcome. You don't even have to thank me. I got you. I look out for my listeners. Y'all know how I do. Again, that's Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.co, not com, dot co, C-O, and use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase, and that is on your boy. You're welcome. Fellas, you know how to thank me. Just shoot me $1,000 on my Cash App. That's it. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Just go out there and smell fantastic. You're welcome.
Last topic of the day. Would you rather tour America with your family or tour the world alone?
I would tour the world and I'll take Meg, who is Chunk Lee right now.
You really did run it back.
She said run it back, so I did.
After we've had our first Black female VP elected, you would sit here and talk.
No, we didn't even talk. Did you guys talk about that already?
No.
Kevin. The thing that's so dope about it, we have a person in office who is a graduate from an HBCU and she's Divine Nine. That is like...
And she has immigrant parents.
And she has immigrant parents. And she's the first person ever...
You got here tearing Black women down, call me Chunk Lee.
No, that was Asian. I was tearing Asian women down. Positivity. I was talking to the Black side. I was
people
talking
are to really Asian. Taking her Blackness away, though. They do not mean? Want... Huh?
What do you mean?
Everybody is just swearing up and down that she ain't Black.
Her dad is Black, ain't he?
Yes. Her mom is Indian. Like, she's
Jamaican, but then
like every other person in the there's so many mixed people. How are you gonna sit here and be like, she's not Black?
You know who the main people saying that is though? It's crazy.
White people.
Black people.
Black people?
Mm-hmm.
Why would we want to take her away?
Because people have issues. She's just as Black as Barack Obama, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to, listen, we need to use this to our benefit now, not to our detriment, guys.
Yeah. People always want to hate. You know, haters
She's also
are-
the first person in either office to not share the same name as their spouse.
What do you mean?
She's a woman.
Her name is Kamala Harris, and her husband's name is Douglas Earhart, something like that. Imhoff. Yeah, she just was like, man, shut up. My name Harris is
Black last name, though.
Harris
he's
is
the first Black last name. Gentleman. That's a horrible
second
title.
Gentleman, Ty?
No, he's the first second gentleman. That's what they call him, first second.
Wait, what? First second gentleman?
He's not the first gentleman.
He's the first second gentleman, right? So he's the first man to be married to a woman holding that office, so he would be called a gentleman. But he's not the first gentleman because he's not married to Kamala president-elect. He's married to the vice president. So he's the first, second, he's the second.
So wait, what would, if she was president, what would he be called?
He would be the first gentleman.
So was the wife of the VP called the second lady?
Yeah.
Yes.
Michelle Obama. Jill Biden used to be called the second lady?
No, they didn't call her shit. That's how unimportant she was.
Ty is the meanest. Redo the first segment. Ty is the meanest.
Wait, so is it Kamala? It's Kamala?
Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala. Her husband is called the first gentleman.
He's called the second gentleman.
Second gentleman. Okay.
Yeah. So but he's the first,
right?
Second gentleman.
This is like so who's on first?
He's the right. First second. Guess who's on first?
Wait, he's the second. Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. That's
so. When there's a woman president, there will be a first gentleman.
Yeah.
When do you think that's going to be?
it could actually happen because, you know, Joe Biden's like the oldest president ever elected.
You know what's so funny about that, Meg? Joe Biden has to hear people being like, man, he finna die. Like, people don't even say it quietly. They're like, oh, we are a heartbeat away.
That's what people were saying about Bernie.
Yeah, that's why Bernie probably
like, he'll serve a half a term.
Bro, if you think about it, I feel like Joe's been in office for a senator for like 44 years or 49 years, something like that.
Yes,
that sounds about right. 40 something years. Yeah,
he was in office long enough that he could have ran for president. Like, you have to be 35 to run for president. He was a senator for 40 years. That's how old he is. That's two lifetimes.
Oh, damn.
That's why his birthday was September. He had to run out. He had to run out to let people know he was healthy.
Like, he just
not good steps. Like, my
dad
don't prove nothing to me.
No, I feel like he a little senile. Like, his mind is going a little bit. So that's not
how
like,
old
it,
is
it
he?
Is. He's 78.
I'm 77.
No, he's 78.
That's not
his
bad.
Birthday is like next week or something.
77.
Okay, basically 78 when he takes off.
Oh, not basically. I'm right. He is 77 at this moment.
Yeah, but you don't have hair. Shut up.
What?
You don't have security. He can leave anytime.
Marriage don't keep people, Kevin. Don't sit here and think you can hide.
You sure don't. You wrong. You ain't wrong about that, Megan Scoop Thomas.
What'd she say?
Your computer froze, so all I heard was marriage don't keep people.
Oh, I said don't hide behind your ring, Kevin. That don't keep nobody, okay?
You think she's cheating on me?
I've been thinking
a lot. I be thinking
on your diet. You obviously don't care about that type of stuff.
You don't care about yourself. Why should she?
I care. I'm drinking water.
That is Perrier. That ain't no water.
What were you eating before that? When you first came on, what were you stuffing in your mouth?
That was a kale barbecue tri-tip sandwich with French fries. Hold the kale.
No. Exactly.
Barbecue tri-tip sandwich. Okay. tri-tip sandwich. Keep in mind, it is it's 8 a.m. here on the West Coast right now.
That sandwich was amazing, too. I regret nothing. I stand by all my decisions.
Listen, I was in here minding my own black business, eating my chicken, and Pat came in here because he smelled me warm.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Came here with the camera already on, the cock, and just was like, what's under the table to here? Get the fuck out of here,
because you had it under your table like a sawed-off shotgun. Two pieces of chicken just ready on the lap. Like.
He did have it. He had it perched just so.
Because I heard him coming. I was like, no, motherfucker, you ain't
We had an extra plate.
That's a funny relationship. You and Pat are so close. As soon as you heard the door open, you was like, man, here you go. Because I know if you go around the corner and see chicken, he going to have something to say.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was making a video about me. I just heard him say, guys, it's 10 a.m. in the morning. I was like, oh. He came in, he's like, Tahir, what are you eating?
Hey, do y'all know what Joe Biden's middle name is?
Yes, it's Robinette.
Robinette. Yeah, Meg just said it. Robinette.
Robinette. Robinette.
Yes.
That's how old he is. Back when he was born, they were still using that as a name.
And the fact is, he's a junior, so he's not the first.
Oh, snap, he is a junior.
Yeah. Joe Robinette Biden?
I didn't even know there was a female version of Robin. I thought it was just Robin.
They were like, we need to be more feminine. How can we make Robin more feminine?
Yeah,
but it's Robinette.
I don't get
like,
it.
I feel like somebody in another country could be like, but your president middle name is Robinette.
Man, listen, they've been saying but your president for the last 4 years. We ain't really had nothing to say.
Low key, all names that ended with net fell off. Like, it's just old.
Just Bernadette.
Bernadette, Annette, all those are just like Harriet. Well, that doesn't count.
Harriet.
Harriet.
Bernadette is a, boy, that is an old name.
It died on the song.
Can you imagine a 16-year-old, you in high school, you got a 16-year-old date. Hey, I'm Patrick. What's your name? Bernadette. Never mind.
There was low-key a cute girl in elementary
school. Ryan Megan Thomas.
I kid you not. And we were in the biggest high school. Like, we're in a military high school, and it's like the one of the biggest high schools in Kentucky. And her, yeah, I know Bernadette. But
did she go by Bernie?
She go by Bernadette, and we just called her Bern or Bernie for short. But like her Bernadette. People would still call her Bernadette.
We had a Bernadette at our elementary school, so she's still walking around with that name, maybe.
That's like, can you imagine naming your baby Barbara right now?
Ethel in 2020.
Bertha.
Ruby. Celsi.
Actually, I know somebody who just named their child Ruby.
Gladys is crazy.
They were going to name Melissa after her dad. They were going to name her Alberta. And I told her we would not have dated if, hey, what's your name? Alberta. Okay, ooh. Bye.
Hey. Alberta is wild.
You cannot go by Alberta straight up.
No, see, that's me.
What'd you say, Ty?
I said, you're not going to date somebody because of their name. That's me.
Ty, you going to date a man named Walter?
At this point, I will date someone because I'm tired of being alone.
Well, you shouldn't have fell out at church. They were trying to help you.
I know. I could have had my husband by now. Damn.
You didn't fake the Holy Ghost. Yep. The Holy Ghost was about to come to you for real. He was like, wait, what is all this?
He sniffed there and saw it was a real. Oh, this hell's a lie.
He had a man for you and everything. He was like, all right, she should be somewhere in here. Wait, she falling out already? Nah.
Go back to sleep.
That's what I get for taking the Holy Ghost.
A fake Holy Ghost ruined everything.
Where's this story from? I got to hear this story another time.
This is at the beginning of the episode.
All right, I'll rewind it.
Basically, she was in church and she was singled out as the only single person there. So they got her and she faked the Holy Ghost to get out of it.
That's hilarious, Ty.
You probably tell it better than me.
I'm sure she does.
And now I'm paying for that.
What was our original question?
Would you like to travel America with your family or the world alone?
And I don't want to get in trouble and answer that.
But like travel America with your family? Wait, what is the time frame on this? What is the time frame?
I don't know. 2 months.
It's alone for me. Honestly, guys,
Melissa, don't be watching this. Sometimes the thing about the more people you travel with,
yeah,
less of any particular activity that you want to do, you get to do. Yes. So you bring your wife, that's some. You bring one kid, that's less. You bring both kids, even less. If I had like, hey, babe, just let me do this, and I could just travel alone, I would probably be so happy to be able to do all this stuff. All the stuff I want to do without anybody being able to be like, nah, I don't want to, I'm tired. Because even if you be like, today I don't feel like doing nothing, you could even do that.
Yeah.
There are times where I have to act like I'm not excited about things because I got to do it by myself. I got to hit the road again to go do these 3 shows real quick in New Orleans.
I'm excited to go to New Orleans.
I get to the hotel, check in, and all of that type of stuff. So, all right, that's cool.
How y'all think I'd be feeling when I come to LA for work?
Yo, Meg was so hot. She had so much joy when I saw her when we shot that thing. She was like, "Hi, Kevin, how are you?" I was like,
"I was so happy."
What is your angle? When I was in Spain, they had a Game of Thrones tour where they was going to take you to where they shot some Game of Thrones stuff. Boy, when I told you, I was like, Liz, look. And she was like, no, I don't want to see that. And I was just like, And she don't even be saying I can't do stuff. She don't even be like, nah, you got to do what I got to do. But it was like 2 hours away. Like, but I was real, like, when I was in London, I wanted to go to Stonehenge. Nobody wanted to go.
I hella would have went to Stonehenge. Did you talk about the first time? This had to be the first time.
I don't know anymore.
It had to be, because I would have hella went to, actually everybody in my group would have went to Stonehenge. We love it.
Man, my family don't want to do all this stuff.
I've been four times. I would definitely go again.
You've been to Stonehenge four times? Really? I'm about to say, why would you be that excited? You lie so much.
Why though?
There's no, you always be lying for no reason. There's no reason to lie about that.
He be lying. Tahir God is, he has a problem. He is a habitual liar. Even
like places that I want to visit that nobody, like I want to visit Vietnam. My wife is like, nah. My kids, they don't be wanted, but I want to go. And I want to like, man, Anthony Bourdain, he used to look like he was having the time of his life, eating all those foods and seeing all that stuff. I'd be like.
You know what? I used to always, like, I am a little scared just as a single woman to like travel as a single woman. It's scary because like going to another country by myself, I'd be a little like, ooh. But I would do it. I'm up for the adventure. And I think like Kev said, you always, when you bring people, the more people you bring, the less you get to do. And so it's just kind of like, the Americas, we can visit at any time. The rest of the world by myself, I think I'm going to pick that because there's just so many places I want to go and places I have not gone because of other people. Like, well, yeah. I got to wait on them and they ain't got the money yet, or I don't want to go to this city, or it's just too much.
Yeah. And a lot of American cities are very similar to other American cities. You know, there's like, probably, I don't want to discount people where you live, but like Kansas City to, you know, Albuquerque, there's not much difference in that, like that whole middle part. Like that middle part. But Seattle, New Orleans, Chicago, New York, even Atlanta, Florida, there's a lot of differences there. And I say that because when we were touring, I was like, man, after a while, I was like, bro, these cities be like literally the same. It like architecture, restaurants, hotel, there'd be no difference. But when you go to different countries, it'd be very different.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm trying to get people to organize. We're doing a family trip for Christmas. And Fran's family.
Wait, you going?
From the Midwest, huh?
You going?
I mean,
you know you don't like people.
I got a lot of drugs.
Hilarious.
So
makes sense.
But like even with that, like we took care of the house. It was like just get your flights and come. Even with just getting the flights together, everybody's like, oh, I don't know if I'm be able to make it. No, it's just like, see, if I did this on my own, I'd be booked, right? We're trying to include people. This is why I'm a Lone Ranger.
I feel like if my wife, when it's just me and her, it's a lot more enjoyable than when it's me, her, and the kids.
Fuck these kids, Kev. Get on this movie. These kids 2021.
Yep.
I'm getting bumped.
It was an album coming out. Like me and my wife probably agree on 75-80% of the thing, but when the kids get involved, like there was parts of Japan that I wanted to go to that was like the quiet, like the temple part, the feel like Yokohama and another city, I can't think of it. But it was not like kids wouldn't have had no fun. And we just decided not to go because we were like, oh, the kids are just gonna do this and that. And I was like, man. The kids suck. They didn't want to see no temples and stuff. I wanted to see the temples.
Why do you let them kids tell you what to do?
Right.
You can't. I would have been like, no, we going to this temple. If you don't like it, you can sit over here and sulk while the rest of us enjoy this, okay? Thank you. Now let's go.
I never consider that. Just let them have a miserable time.
That's actually a great idea.
Oh my God.
Just shut up.
That's what everyone.
You gotta look at their faces.
You can't say you go to places you didn't want to go, and you turned out just fine. And actually, now you have a story. So make your kids have a story.
And you can even just tell them, like, yeah, or you can just be like, here's the picture. You went to this temple, you hated it. And they'd be like, oh, that's crazy. I didn't know I'd been there.
And then and if I hear anything out of anybody's mouth, you write in a report about this place that you hate.
You are the only one who suffered from that. The good time that they also forgot the good time that they did instead of going there.
Yeah, that's true. So we did go to Disneyland in Tokyo, which was ended up being great though.
Oh, that's good. You weren't gonna get that.
All right, well, let's put it to a vote.
Meg is the meanest.
You say what?
I said Meg is the meanest.
No, I'm not. But I can tell you right now, we about to be traveling. I don't care what little Mav said. We're gonna do a couple things you wanna do, because that's life. You don't always get to go and do what you wanna do, right? But you need to learn how to make the best of it.
They ain't paying for shit. Fuck these kids. They don't have an opinion when you ain't paying for shit.
I'm with you, T, here.
You and your new age parenting, you and your happy children.
Right.
That is all true stuff.
Kevin,
anyway.
Kevin, what are you doing? Get off your computer.
I was looking up wedding venues for you, but never mind. It's going to be a waste of time.
No, you weren't. You were looking up garter belts. They don't have your size.
See?
That was self-defense, Ty. She came at me. She yelled.
I didn't come for you.
Would you rather travel the United States with your family or the world alone? Ty.
Alone. I can't wait to be alone.
Pat.
I'm actually going to go with family because I'm not married with kids. So my family, I'm the youngest. So I would just be going with my parents and my siblings. I would bet, because I'm going to travel the world alone at some point. So I'd go with my family.
Looking fun in your stories, too. I'd be like, Mama Cloud and Daddy Cloud, y'all be laughing. I'd be so jealous because you have so much family here. I'd be like, man, I can't go to my mom's house.
Kevin, you're not even nice to your mom. That would be a whole nother episode. And don't sit up here and lie, because I invite Tony Baker to hear. And he'll tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want that, do you? You don't want to talk, show how you be acting when your mom call you. You're a grown man. You're a grown man doing that. Why you have a fit?
You lie so fluently.
Do I?
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you say?
What about you?
I was gonna say, can't be thinking he in a white sitcom and he just walk away. Oh, I'm home, I hate you. I'm going to travel the world by myself. I have a goal to go somewhere international every single year. And I will tell you, as I have added people to my life, this goal has gotten further and further away from me. So I'm going to travel the world by myself.
That says I had that goal until coronavirus.
What you gonna do, Kev?
I would have so much fun, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, Liz. You're just gonna have to deal with it.
Oh, that's right.
Alone, man.
I wouldn't be scared to be human trafficked.
I would.
Nah, Meg, I feel like they would size you up and they'd be like, it ain't worth it. I'm not
sure. Yeah, they ain't getting me.
You look like you hold your home.
I'm thick. They gonna chew me.
They ain't choosing these old ass yams. They gonna be like, get her ass out of here.
Old yam!
They don't want it.
And I'm gonna go alone too. So definitely looks like the loans have it with that one. And Kev, you are lucky because I'm FaceTiming Josh and Tony to prove my point. You lucky neither one of them.
What? Eddie. Just you extra.
You are lucky neither one of them will answer right now, boy. Come back here. Don't text them and tell them don't answer. Get back on camera. Oh, Joshy Guns.
No!
Josh.
No!
I'm here with the squad, Josh. I was telling them how.
Turn this off.
Can you hear me now, Josh? Kevin, turn your camera back on. Turn your camera back on. I was telling them how mean Kevin is to his mom and dad when we on the road.
I'm contractually obliged to only say good things about Kev.
Smart. Smart guy.
Anything in relation to the Frederick family.
You see that?
He's hilarious.
Bald. This man is bald. He can't even, Kev got him locked. He has him under cloak and dagger that he can't even express an opinion.
B-A.
Josh, you good. I expected better from you, sir.
Josh just made it. Josh just made a business decision. I bit my tongue when I said that.
The Lord, now you're lying.
Okay, Josh. We'll talk. I'll talk to you later, Josh. I thought you was a real one, bro. Bye. Bye.
That's what you get, both of y'all, because y'all sitting here and said I'm the meanest one just because y'all's afraid of Kevin's place because we're here and he lets us use it for free. That's what you get for lying.
What's the thing? That's a nice thing to do.
He's not gonna not let y'all use that place anymore.
He's not.
If he's as mean as you say he is, then he would.
That's what I'm saying. That was a nice thing.
Oh, I'm saying we all agree Kevin is a nice person overall. We didn't say that.
He would not let us use the place, but we will come in here and all the seats will be gone. That's what Kev would do. We still got the place to film, but we got nowhere to sit down to do it at, so. That's been another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank you guys so much for watching. I want to thank our special guest, Todd Davis, for pulling up as usual. And of course, big shout out to Squad, Meg, Pat, Cab. And we will see you guys next week. Please keep sending your suggestions to the inbox on Instagram. And thank you. We'll see you next time. Peace.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.